News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, here I am, here I am. Up in here with my boys again tonight. Hello. So proud to be up in here with my boys. Am I overmodulating, yelling into the microphone? I don't even know. I'm so excited. I've been in my home studio for a week. Well, not really a week. I had to come up here on that one disastrous night. I'm sure everybody listening right now remembers that. Actually, that's sarcasm, because why would you remember that? Who cares, right? Who cares? So we have a lot of stuff tonight. You better just go ahead and strap yourself in and hang on tight. Act like you on the scariest ride at Carowinds, because we're going to be zooming through all of these issues. I mean, I really did some work for y'all tonight. Even though, you know, we've got a small gathering here every night of 11 listeners, young Isaac, Lonnie Ray, and me, whatever. It's still, I work to prepare this show as if I were preparing it for at least 15 people, not just 11. So really some big time, proud to be an American. You might as well just be playing the Rocky theme music. Everybody is pumped because the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, was speaking to all those generals and all the military leaders, and he was just telling them, hey, the toughness of the U.S. military is back. I think we have a clip of that. It is, let me see, young Isaac, to make sure I've got it right. It is clip number 96, I think.
Now, right before we went on the air, the newly renamed Secretary of War.
That's not Pete Hegseth. That sounded like Joy Behar. Oh, well, just as good when we're talking about rough, tough, fighting warriors. No better person to talk about that than Joy Behar of The View. Okay, my mistake. Go ahead, young Isaac. Play Joy Behar.
Now, right before we went on the air, the newly renamed Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, spoke to U.S. military leaders from around the world to lay out his very retro vision for our armed forces. Watch.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department. We are done with that. It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits. Yes, they can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits.
Why is he obsessed with fat?
Yeah, and fitness and...
Anyway, this was just the opening act, because Trump took the stage after he did, and I think he's still talking.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I didn't realize there was a little controversy in the Department of War between the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and the other Secretary of War, Joy Behar, and all of the warriors on The View. You know, those rough and tumble women on The View that know how to go out and break things and kill people and protect our freedom. Woo. I hate to see this infighting like that. But then the warriors on The View, they weren't finished. I mean, they had a lot more. I think this is that Sonny Hostin. I'm sorry. This is Brigadier General Sonny Hostin and her idea of why Pete Hegseth is wrong about the way he wants to guide the military. Go ahead.
That's a really befuddled befuddled by why he did that. The optics were terrible, meaning all of our top military brass are all in one place, and we spent $6 million to get them there. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. It also didn't make a lot of sense to me that he was saying that he was going to toughen physical standards and review the anti-hazing policy by sort of implementing a hazing policy. And then also he said he was going to return to the highest male.
Okay, now she's starting to read from a list because she has a prepared statement of how she's going to make Pete Hegseth and the Trump administration out to be misogynistic, anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-black, and all of the usual liberal tactics. She's prepared a list. And she thinks that she's really hitting home and scoring some points here with the American people. Because she's so brilliant when it comes to this stuff. Okay, so that should give you enough explanation of what she's doing as she's saying this. Go ahead.
Return to the highest male standard for combat positions because the troops were fat. Yeah. I don't understand how that was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military.
Maybe he's referring to Colonel Sanders.
it was really a bizarre thing. He started talking about woke DEI policies. By the way, there are no gender quotas in the military. By the way, he fired more than a dozen military leaders, many of them people of color and women. He fired the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Charles Brown Jr., who is African American.
Wasn't Charles Brown Jr. the one that went in the hospital and didn't tell anybody? Nobody knew that he wasn't on the job because he was sick and he just checked. I think if he was the one that was the head of the Department of Defense, the Defense Secretary or Joint Chiefs or whatever he was in the Biden administration, there was one of them and he was an African-American gentleman who just didn't show up for work and didn't tell anybody that he was really, really, really sick for a long time. So, yeah, I bet if I did that, even though they don't pay me to be on the radio here, they would probably fire me if I just didn't show up and didn't tell them where I was. Well, they would, whatever the equivalent of firing somebody would be that doesn't charge you anything to work there. Okay, go ahead.
African-American. Yeah. He fired the first woman to command the Navy, Admiral Lisa Franchetti. I don't understand the sort of hypocrisy of firing these people, having all these people meet together and then denigrating them.
Did you look at it? They're looking at him like he has two heads.
Well, they didn't applaud the beginning of that. Yeah. You just saw the president is Trump. President Trump said, if you want to applaud, you applaud. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course. And then you heard the rest. There goes your rank and your future.
But by the way, every one of these men and women in this room has been taught the entire time they've been in service that it is apolitical. You're not right, left. You're not red, blue. You're not Republican, Democrat. They don't show their politics because what you're doing on the battlefield is above politics. So they're not going to applaud. They're not going to cheer. They're not going to boo.
Now, listen, if this were a bunch of women sitting around, women that I like, not these hags on The View that I can't stand. If these were a bunch of women that I like, let's say it's my wife and her Bible study. Okay? It's all women and her Bible study. They meet once a week. Or if you're from some parts of the South, they meet once a week. However you want to say it. But if they're sitting around and they're talking about Pete Hegseth and all of the generals and all of these warriors that are in place to go over there and whoop the hell out of Hitler and everybody else. And I would say, ladies, listen, you don't know anything about this. We need men who are men. You know how I always talk about low country male makes men again? Well, that's what Pete Hegseth is doing with the military. We don't need drag queens in the military. We don't need transgenders in the military or people who think that they're the opposite sex. Let me tell you something. My dad is a retired military person, and he was a recruiter for the Army. And if a young man wanted to sign up for the military and he had braces on his teeth, he was not eligible to go sign up in the military because of the braces. Why? Because when you're in the military, you're doing training out in the field. They don't have time for you to go get your braces tightened up. They don't have time for you to do any type of medical maintenance while you're going through basic training and AIT and all of that stuff. Or that used to be the way it was. So why would they need somebody in the military who has to have constant medical attention for hormone injections, for whatever else that was going on in the liberal military rules? This is what we need. We've been needing this. We need strong, tough, fighting men and strong, tough, fighting women. That's it. And they need to pass rigorous tests. And it needs to get back to the country admiring every one of them that does what they're supposed to do and protects us. And stop looking at the military as some sort of a social experiment. Liberals, you're not equipped to say or do anything about a well-armed, vicious, strong fighting machine as the military. You're not. You've always been on the wrong side of what the military needs to be doing. And that's the men and the women. Liberals. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. Let me repeat that. There is no such thing as toxic masculinity. Now, there are men who behave badly and do things that they shouldn't be doing, and a lot of times they do it to women, things that they shouldn't be doing, but it's not toxic masculinity. We need more masculinity in this country, and we need a lot of it fast. Because the United States of America needs to return to being the toughest fighting force on the face of the earth that nobody wants to mess with. Peace through strength means something. Isaac, do you know anything about UFC fighting?
Yeah, I know a little bit.
Who's the number one UFC fighter right now? Do you know?
John Jones.
John Jones. Okay, so let's say Mr. Jones walks through this radio station. Do you think if he's walking through here and people know who he is and they look at him, that anybody is going to say a crossword to him and try to challenge him on anything? No. Is he going to have to be up in their face telling them not to challenge him? No. He's strong. He has a reputation for whipping it. And that's what the U.S. military needs to have. People need to know not to test us. And if they look at a bunch of big, fat drag queens and overweight trans people making TikToks in our military, they're not going to fear us. They need to fear us. So, ladies on The View, you're not told this nearly enough, but out of respect, as much respect as due to you, y'all need to shh. Just shh, 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 shh. Stay out of this one, please, if you can. All right. Oh, look, we're already late for the first thing. All right, I gotta take a break. The number is 704-570-1110 if you want to call or text. The text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Hang on, more next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Woo, ramming, jamming, slamming, on the air, everywhere. America's coolest conservative, the green-eyed patriot. So glad to be with you tonight, and even more happy that you are here with me. I'm happier you're here than happy that I'm here. You're me? Okay, so serious business going on. Looks like we are about to have a government shutdown. A government shutdown. Oh, no. So, as usual, it comes down to who's shutting down the government? Is it the fault of the Democrats or is it the fault of the Republicans? And most of the time, the Republicans get the blame for shutting down the government. So here's what's happening in a nutshell. The Republicans don't want to add trillions more spending in order to keep funding health care for illegal aliens and I believe transgender surgeries and things of that nature. You know, the pet projects of the left. The Democrats are fighting and ready to shut down the government because they want the American people's money to be confiscated and used for health care for illegal aliens and trans surgeries and things of that nature. So they won't say the real reason. They just keep saying that the Republicans want to take away health care for millions of Americans and so forth and so on. Now, a really good reporter, and I wish I knew her name. I don't. I just grabbed it off social media. Goes up to Auntie Maxine Waters, the psychopath who is a U.S. representative from California, a psychopath communist, and asks her about it. And Auntie Maxine gets mad almost. It looked like she was about to ball up her old, you know, crinkly fist and hit the woman for having the audacity to question her in a way that she didn't like being questioned. Listen.
Do Democrats want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? Because if the government does shut down, Americans...
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But aren't Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody. We want to save lives. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, you keep... That's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need.
No, I'm just
you're
asking
divisive.
Questions.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no,
you're being divisive. No, please. Don't. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. Oh. We want to save health care for all people. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Auntie Maxine, but she did get it. She got the controversy from you because you're a liar. You're a liar. And you just tipped your hand when you said you're trying to get me to say we're putting non-citizens over Americans, which is exactly what you're doing. And you've gone through these how-to sessions of how to not say that. But you're slowing down a little bit, Auntie Maxine. You're not on top of your game. You see, what it is that these Marxists, these professional Democrats, these commucrats, are not used to being challenged. No, they're too good to be challenged. How dare you challenge them? As much as they hate being challenged, like Auntie Maxine just did, what do they hate even more than just being straight up challenged? They hate being mocked, which is the entire purpose of this show, identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. Identify it, mock it. And there's no better person at doing that than your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. And he's done it, and he's done it in a beautiful way. And he has upset Big Sleepy, Representative Speaker of, House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. So, Big Sleepy is beside himself. And we'll play that clip for you. Oh, more mocking to go along with it as well. Coming up next. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Richie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rocking at the speed of light. Oh, man. You know what? This job is so much fun for me. I would do it for free. Oh, wait a minute. Scratch that. It's all right, though. It's all right. Look, government about to be shut down. Democrats' fault, as it always is. The Democrats always talk about, you heard Auntie Maxine in that last clip we played. We are looking for a bipartisan. We want a bipartisan agreement to be able to keep the government open and save people's lives. We want everybody to have health care. People who are gonna die. I think that's my first real attempt at doing a Maxine Waters. Okay. I work on it a little bit, but I don't think it needs much polishing. Now, in the government shutdown talks, our president, Donald J. Trump, he reposted a meme, and it was an AI meme, and it was shady Chuck Schumer standing, you know, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, standing next to Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy, a.k.a. Big Sleepy. And he was, they had the AI voice was, they had Chuck Schumer saying the Democrats were out of ideas. Nobody likes them. Their voters don't like them. Even black people don't like them anymore. You know, all of this stuff. It was a joke, obviously, if it's an AI meme. And then they had put a big sombrero and a long handlebar mustache on Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy. Now, people still ask me, why do you call him Big Sleepy? I call him Big Sleepy because he looks like he is always high and that he's done had some indica. Indica. Now, what it's called? Indica. That's the strain of marijuana that makes you sleepy. They say indica is in the couch. That's how I've heard dope heads explain it to me. Indica is in the couch. So he looks like he is Mr. Indica, Big Sleepy, Hakeem Jeffries. Now, he took offense to that, of what Trump did, and he's talking tough, challenging the president. Now, it sounds like to me that in this clip, Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy, has been hitting the bottle out of his desk in his congressional office. Seems like he's been drinking a little. We'll play the clip. You tell me what you think. Go ahead, Isaac.
And Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me, don't cop out through a racist and fake AI video.
Yes. Oh, God.
when I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face.
Yeah.
Say it to my face.
Whip everybody in here. Yeah, say it to my face. Say it to my face. Sing that song, girl. I'm talking to the president and his race. His race. Say it to my baby. I wish you would say it to my face. I'm Hakeem Jeffries. You're not gonna tell me that you're gonna put a mustache on me and a sombrero like I'm about to play in a mariachi band or something. You're not. Wait, you. And here's the thing. I'm sure Mr. President would have no problem saying it to his face. What you think? What's he going to do? I mean, even if I thought that Hakeem Jeffries could beat up Trump, what are you going to do? He's the president of the United States. Do you think your security is bigger than his security? It's just like when these celebrities start jawing at each other. All right, well, it just depends on whose security team is better. If you're gonna start talking about attacking somebody, which that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like a threat to me from Big Sleepy. Big Head Sleepy. I ought to add that to it because that guy's head is huge. I mean, it's got its own zip code. That thing, it's like an orange on a toothpick. Big old head. Big Head Sleepy. So anyway, Big Head Sleepy and Chuck Schumer are going to be responsible for shutting down the government. And here's what the Republicans have done. And the president has just said, okay, well, we got to have a continuing resolution to have the budget that we need. So if you don't approve it and the government shuts down, then I don't have the money to pay a lot of these people. And I'm just going to start firing these non-essential government people. So I don't think they were expecting that our president would say that. But you see, the days are gone of the Republican president not swinging on them, figuratively, you know. And I'll give them credit. The messaging from the Republicans has been pretty straightforward. The Democrats want to shut down the government because they want to fund health care and provide all these services for illegal aliens, and we just can't do it. We can't do it. We're not paying for transgender surgeries either. So they're just running up against the wall with all of this stuff. Now, that's not to say that we need to start coasting on them and that we're going to win the midterms and all of that. We still have to keep fighting because you never know when it's going to turn around, because they have so many more people on their side that the side of the communocrats. You know, they've got Hollywood and the media and everybody else. So we gotta be careful not to get too relaxed. I mean, we can't ever relax. We can't get in a full state of relaxation the way Big Sleepy stays all the time. Isaac, can we play that again just to see? I mean, if you think he sounds like he's been drinking all day, then send me a text. Just what do you think is wrong with him? I'm going on record as saying I think he's wasted. I think he probably stays this way all the time, and that's why he always looks sleepy like that. Maybe he's in there fired up a big doobie. He's on that indica. Like I said earlier, he's in the indica and drinking on the job. I don't know. Let's listen again.
And Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me, Don't cop out to a racist and fake AI video. When I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face.
I bet you won't.
Say it to my face.
I wish you would say it to my face. I wish you would. Orange face. What a clown. What a joke. And don't forget, Big Sleepy does come from a long line of communists. You look that up. Look it up. He got it in his blood. Got it in his blood. All right. So, let's see. What are we doing next here? Let me look. I got a whole... There is a popular children's show. Oh, just threw my microphone across the room. I feel like I've been on the Indica. A popular children's show is returning. It's a reboot of it, and it's going to be delicious. Can't wait to tell you about it. Coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, go check out all of my stuff on the social medias and everything. You can get to all of it at tjritchie.com, TJRITCHIE.com. You can use that as an app. That's a website. It's all fancy and new. That's why it lets you use it as an app. You put the icon on your phone and go from there. Like and subscribe to all my stuff, please. It's not going to cost you anything to do that, and help me. That's what I get in lieu of a salary here, is if you go like and subscribe to my social medias and all of that. And you can get to all that stuff at tjritchie.com. Okay. Let me get to this story, because this is one of those things that usually when I give my opinion about this, it gets met with, even from people who aren't liberals, you know, they're just regular people who aren't as political, but if they vote, they'll usually vote Republican. This is one of those things where they even take a step back and act like I'm a radical. Okay. But, the show Reading Rainbow is coming back, a new version of Reading Rainbow from PBS. Now, Reading Rainbow, since it was on PBS, you know, it was a liberal indoctrination tool for the left. The host was LeVar Burton for many, 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 many years. LeVar Burton, who made a name for himself in the miniseries Roots, the great miniseries from the 70s. Roots. Okay. Now, that was I barely watched anything on PBS when I was a kid. Sesame Street was on and a couple other things, but I didn't really like it. I always had a more sophisticated sense of humor. I'm not just saying that just to try to be funny or not, but yeah. I didn't think what other children thought was funny. I had, you know, a little bit higher level of wit and whatnot. But I'm not bragging, because they could do a lot of stuff that I couldn't do, like math. So anyway, Reading Rainbow, I didn't watch it, but when my kids were little, they were not allowed to watch anything on PBS because of the indoctrination attempts and it being so left wing. And I don't think that this is going to be any different. The Reading Rainbow, they're going with a younger host by the name of Michael Threets. Although he's going to be using his TikTok handle, which is Michael the Librarian. He's the resident librarian for PBS Kids. And there will be celebrity guests. Now, this is what they're putting out there. They want everybody to know this is going to be a special show because they're going to have celebrity guests. Celebrity guests, Gabrielle Union is one that they named, Gabrielle Union, who has a son who thinks he's a girl or vice versa. Adam Devine, he's pretty cool. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, the ultra-liberal activist couple. If you took both of them's brain and made a ball out of it, it would look like a BB. They're both grotesque people, horrible people. Do you have the trailer for that available, Isaac? So we have the audio from the trailer, and there's something I want to use to point out exactly. I'm exactly right as to what this show is going to be all about. Indoctrinating the children with liberal ideals and liberal propaganda. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, and welcome to Reading Rainbow.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Michael the Librarian, and this place is the library. Reading Rainbow is returning with all new episodes. Are you ready?
Yes!
That means new friends.
Hi, guys. It's Riley Arnold here, and this is...
I'm Ezra Sosa.
I am 14 years old, and I'm the author of More Than Peach.
I'm here today to take a little tour.
Okay, stop. That's good enough. All right, first of all of the male characters that you're seeing there or hearing there, not a masculine one in the bunch. They're all effeminate. And the girl who said that she is the author of More Than Peach is the children's book that she wrote that they think so much of that they put it in the trailer that's announcing the return of Reading Rainbow. So it must be a pretty special book to the people on the left. And it is. More Than Peach is in reference to crayons. And the book, I think they said it was inspired when she was 11 and wrote it, and it's a bestseller and all of that. And it is basically, it's a book about race and inclusion and all of that stuff. More Than Peach is in reference to white people. Because, you know, when you have the box of crayons, the closest thing to a skin tone of any race is the peach color being, well, I don't know, I guess maybe brown, or, you know, they have a couple of, if you got the big expensive box, you know, like with 108 crayons in it, you'd probably get, closer to other skin tones and all. But what the purpose of the book is saying is that there's more than white people out there. Don't settle for white people. More than peach. Because peach, and I used to say that too. Oh, the closest color to my skin, if I'm drawing a white person, we would call a white person, peach is the color that you would go with. So just an innocent thing that all kids have noticed now it has to be turned into a piece of propaganda to turn it into a racial issue, which is what the left does constantly. So, yeah, my kids were not allowed to watch anything on PBS because of this reason. And I would suggest that if you are a conservative and you don't want to have your kids taught at a very, very young age that they should be guilty for just being born, then, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff about, you know, environmentalism and climate change and all of that, you know, just that left-wing propaganda. Now, I don't know, have the funding cuts gone through? I mean, is PBS still being funded at all by taxpayers? It shouldn't be. I thought they were cutting all that out. But, you know, other privately owned broadcast networks and all, you know, they do the same thing. I saw today, I believe it may have been on the Libs of TikTok account, where there's a Netflix animated show for kids that's an indoctrination, you know, left-wing indoctrination tool as well. Which, I mean, I don't like that, but I would much rather it come from a private company than come from taxpayers. you know, PBS is always, you know, supposed to be nonpartisan because, and I bet if you tracked it down, there would be more, more funding came from the confiscation of taxes from Republicans than Democrats. Yet, you know, we don't have a say in the matter when they want to go all scorched earth liberal. But, you know, the beauty of radio is, especially when you have the two sides that have defined themselves as distinctly as the left and the right have, where you know that the left is a bunch of, you know, goofballs, and the people on the right are just normal, everyday people. Then you know what this whole thing is about. And I wouldn't let my kids or grandkids be watching it. You know what you need to do? If you want your kids and grandkids to really learn important lessons in life, then you wait. It won't be, but probably, maybe next week, you can have them log on to all of my stuff and watch a video of this show every night. I finally got everything in place equipment-wise and all, and I'm happy with the way everything is coming out. So the video podcast of this show will be available next week at the latest, I'm guessing. So skip the Reading Rainbow stuff. Plop your kids in front of the TV, your smart TV, with this pulled up. Let them learn from the green-eyed patriot. That's what we need. That is what we all need more of that. I mean, I teach myself things in the mirror all the time. I just look in the mirror and talk. And then I'll say, hey, that's brilliant. How do you come up with those things? And then I'll say, I don't know. I hear voices. I have voices in my head. The Reading Rainbow. What else? Oh, I did, you know, I did let my daughter, my son never was interested in any of that corny PBS stuff, but my daughter used to like Bear in the Big, well, no, that was Disney. That was Disney Kids, Bear in the Big Blue House. They definitely were not allowed to watch Caillou because he was too whiny.
You thinking about the Bernstein Bears?
No, they didn't watch that either. No, it was... I think my daughter mainly watched Playhouse Disney stuff when she was really little, and my son was a Thomas the Tank Engine guy. Obsessed with it. And that was PBS. Thomas the Tank Engine. It was also foreign. I think it was British. Oh, my God. That may be why he speaks with that accent. And eats bangers and mash. I knew it. All right. I forgot to tell you at the top of the show, the big boss lady was in here right as I was beginning the show. So she's out running around tonight and probably trying to listen in on the show. And this may be the last night I'm volunteering. We'll find out. TJ on the news is coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Ooh, man, we are just slamming tonight. Already time for TJ on the News. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray ran in the room because he's just a ball of energy tonight.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
So let's go. Lead story.
Get up off the high horse. Get on board this train. Get up off the high horse.
Y'all know who that is? Well, I know you do, Lonnie, because you put the song in there.
That bass line is funky. I love it, man.
That's Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nelly, and I think Luke Bryan is on that as well. Luke Bryan. Y'all know Luke Bryan, the country singer, Luke Bryan? But anyway, this guy's interaction with the cops could have ended a lot with just like a little chuckle, but instead, three cops on a horse were riding. They weren't on the same horse. They each had a horse. They were riding around Lubbock, Texas, and they saw a guy walking on the streets instead of the sidewalk. So he seemed suspicious. They rode their horses up and talked to him. They thought he might have drugs on him, so they asked to search his pockets. He said no. Then one of the cops made a dumb joke that got taken a little too seriously by the guy. He said that his horse was a drug-sniffing horse. Hey, man, you know, this is my drug-sniffing horse here. Well, the guy freaked out and took off running. Officer William Trotter is one of the ones who, he's the one that made the joke. And then his partner told a reporter that they thought the guy was fleeing as a joke. Thought he was in on the joke, and then he just didn't stop. So when he didn't stop, they took off, tracked him down the alley. It's 42-year-old Joseph Ramirez, and he's facing charges for evading arrest and tampering with physical evidence. It's not clear if the evidence was drugs or not. But all they say, he's like, well, this is my drug-sniffing horse. He's gone.
Man, can you imagine getting chased down by the police with the horses?
Can you imagine being dumb enough to rat on yourself like that?
I don't fool with no horse. But you would think that a horse would be able, you could train as big as their nostrils are and all.
Them things bite, man.
Mm.
They do bite.
Yeah.
I would think, though, they should be able to train bears to sniff out drugs and bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
They can smell better than a dog.
Yeah, but then you got to have a bear around everywhere.
Tell you what, that would be more people just turning over the drugs. If they saw a bear coming at them, they'd say, here.
Yeah,
don't even get him close. But they wouldn't even have to get a bear that close. A bear could stand 100 yards away and say, drugs down there.
Yeah.
They can do it. All right, next story. If only I could be a big man. Oh. He'd be everything. Oh. If only I could be a big man. That makes me feel sassy. Love K. Michelle.
One of these days, I'm going to pause the song and just let him sing it.
Mm. And that, I don't even know whether that fits the story well enough, but I think so. The story is that there is an industry that is having a shortage of a work staff. I hate the word worker because it's a communist word, but they don't have enough workers. And it's the porn industry. They don't have they're running a shortage of male porn actors. That's true. It's a true story. And they say that they don't know what the problem is. They'll run these ads on X to get people to show up for auditions and stuff. And these guys will answer the ads, and then they'll, you know, talking all big when they respond. And then when it comes time to show up, they don't show up, or either when they do, they get there and they you know, they have the lights and the cameras and the other, you know, staff walking around and a director yelling at them and, what they think is going to be, you know, their fantasy moment, and then they can't perform because they're too freaked out by all of the other stuff going on. So regardless, there's a shortage of male porn actors now.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a shortage because I'm pretty sure the women get paid more than the guy's doing all the work, and he's getting $100 and a box of chicken.
Yeah,
you know. So
he's talking about equal pay out here.
Exactly, I mean. And I was saying that too. You know. We need equal pay.
Hey,
us men put in a lot of work, man. While the ladies are sitting there beautiful, we sweating stuff.
Talk about a wage gap. That's a real wage gap,
yeah,
right there.
Tell them, Lonnie.
And women, though, can eke out a pretty big living without having a man involved in it at all, you know, with that OnlyFans and everything.
Oh,
so that maybe. Or maybe, you know, if you look on the bright side of things, it may just be that the young men are trying not to be as trashy. Did y'all ever stop to think of it that way? No, you didn't.
Not the direction we took it in, but that is a good point.
Maybe this is a good sign that men are like, we don't want to be trashy like that.
He's talking about he's not getting paid enough.
Although, I would be thrilled if WBT would pay me in chicken.
Hey,
if they would give me some Bojangles cards just to get one every night, taped to the door when I leave. Hey, good show. You get a Bojangles card once a night, every night when you leave. I'd be all on that.
Hey, man, CTC, cut the check, man. Mm.
and speaking of chicken, final story.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
There's a man
right.
Claiming to be Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew. He says KFC blocked him from complaining about them as a company because he says that they're sexualizing Colonel Sanders in their advertising. No. So because they blocked him, he said, all right, well, I'm going to leak their secret chicken recipe. So he has the TikTok handle of at real Colonel Sanders, and his whole feed is about him being distantly related to Colonel Sanders. And wanting to protect his family's legacy. Now, Colonel Sanders' name was Harlan Sanders. He never served in the military. It was just all a gimmick. But KFC was the first franchise of any business where you would sign on and you ran a version of it yourself, the first franchise. Mm. But this guy has been doing this for years, and it's been going increasingly viral. So he's upset that he believes the brand has spent the past decade sexualizing Colonel Sanders in its marketing campaign. And KFC is just sick of dealing with him, so they blocked him on social media. So he responded by leaking the secret chicken recipe with the 11 herbs and spices. And this has answered a lot for me. Because I've always wondered why I'm not that crazy about KFC. And here it is. He says that the 11 spices are sage, garlic powder, cardamom, cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper. So you can take out that sage, as far as I'm concerned, the cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, ginger, and then you can leave the rest, and that would be fine. Throw in a little bit of well, it doesn't even have salt. Salt wasn't one of the.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, it got no salt on the chicken.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know if I want that chicken. Mm-mm.
Lonnie, let's go start a chicken spot. Oh yeah, I got a recipe.
You got the chickens? Hey, I got.
Oh yeah,
I
forgot. Yeah, Isaac's a chicken farmer. But they don't know. Maybe the guy's legit. Maybe he's just clinging on to this little bit of fame that he's got. But he gave out measurements and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, that's not doing anything for me. I put my chicken against Colonel's chicken any day. Marinating that buttermilk and hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's the real deal right there.
Yeah. Only dark meat, though. I don't fool with white meat.
Tell them about it.
Hell no.
Tell them about it.
Dry white meat. You strike a match on that white meat. It's so dry. Not me. Especially, you know, turkey, too, on Thanksgiving. I don't like turkey. Most of it. But if I can get a leg and a thigh off of that turkey at Thanksgiving, then I'm happy. But I don't, you should see the amount of meat that gets thrown away from a turkey on Thanksgiving, because nobody in my family likes white meat.
Man, I'm telling you, I get that injector, and I inject my little dark meat. Then that's the piece I'm getting right there.
Lonnie, I'm coming to Thanksgiving with you this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I inject it and soak it in a brine.
Ooh.
I'm going to everybody's Thanksgiving.
That's different.
Yeah, because I'm trying anything I can, bro, to get that white meat a little bit juicy. Because I would much rather have some legs and thighs from the chicken for Thanksgiving than a turkey. I really would. If you just said, hey, instead of frying the turkey, fry some chicken legs and chicken thighs, my whole family would love it. They'd be like, hell yeah.
Hey, man, we coming to TJ's for dinner, man.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there. Make a plate for us.
All right, well, y'all won't be able to leave. You'll be,
it's okay, we'll get a little itis.
Like, oh, wait, was he a great big fat person?
Dibs on the couch.
All right, that is it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richey on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
...704-570-1110. That's the number. You know, I throw that out there all the time, and then I get so busy up in here that sometimes I forget to even look at the... how many texts are popping in. Text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Okay. Where are we? Oh. There was a thing that I found today, and it was going around the social medias because it was people were talking about how sweet it was, and we need more sentiment like this. And it was. I think the intention was great, but you know, I always have to overly analyze everything. And it is the one called Cut 97, No More White People. I mean, I know it sounds uplifting, the title of it being No More White People. But no, listen, this is a nice guy. This is a nice guy, and I hate to nitpick it, but I had to. So listen to what he has to say and see if you can pick out what I'm going to have a problem with. Go ahead.
I just couldn't live without all white folk. Like, all of them. Just imagine if Thanos snapped his fingers and he took away all the white people. Yeah, we might celebrate them first couple of days, because all the races going to be gone and shit. But then you're going to look around. What the f*** time? Where my girl Katie? Boy, I ain't heard no good Coldplay about a month. I need some white people. You know, the regular white people. I mean, have you ever had chicken salad with grapes in it? That delicious. And all black people ain't warriors. I still need me some G.I. Joe white boys. Ones who just like that's all. And who the f*** gonna make Family Guy? I'm pretty sure GTA ran by the whites. I don't need them go nowhere. I mean, think about it. It's a whole slew of white folk. You be like, they can't go nowhere. Huh? What the f*** we gonna do without Sir Elton John? That's not a world I wanna live in. I mean, sometimes you need easy listening radio. What the f*** we gonna do without Delilah?
Delilah.
It won't be no more John Wick movies. So I'm just saying, y'all don't go no well. We're gonna figure this out together.
I'm not gonna lie. First time I met Delilah, I fanboyed all over. I was like, oh no way, you're Delilah. That is crazy. And they're introducing me like we were peers. And I was like, we're not. No way, this is Delilah. But he's funny and all. But here's something I don't understand. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck about it or anything, but he said it would be good the first couple of days because all the racists would be gone. Where are all of these racists that people are having to deal with all the time? Where does it happen that you're having to deal with legitimate racists? Now, your average person who is not, you know, coming right out of academia and all of those things, they don't throw around the word white supremacists all the time. That's usually those crazies, the radicals. But like this guy, it's just a normal guy. Where is he seeing and having to deal with racists? So much so that he would have to put that part in there about you wouldn't have to deal with racists anymore. Now, is it that the left has worked so diligently to drive a wedge between the races. We know that they have done that, that they've driven the wedge, and it's all been from the left to the point where it's just accepted now, whether you see it or whether you deal with it or not, that there is all this racism out there that's so horrible for the world, for the country. And, you know, in most cases, it's being, you know, it's mentioned as white people being racist against black people. But I'm around a lot of white people. And I would fall out of my chair if I found myself all of a sudden in a room with somebody who was a legitimate racist. Now, not to say that I haven't been in a room with a legitimate racist. I have, but it was years ago when I was a kid. And wasn't somebody that I was close to. But I do know that this country is not systemically racist, like the commucrats have been trying to put in people's heads all these years. If the country were systemically racist, you would never see a black person thriving in the public eye in any way. There would never be a situation where people who were not the chosen race, so to speak, would be thriving. So is it because of conditioning from the left that thinks that that makes people think that just because a white person may have a problem with something that you do or may not like something that you do, then that makes them a racist? Because that's the way the Democrat politicians operate. You know, if you don't give them exactly what they want, if you say, hey, we have laws in this country, and the laws say that in order to come into our country from a foreign land, you have to do A, B, C, and D, and we have to allow you into the country. So if you say that, they call you a racist white supremacist. So does it come from that kind of thought process? And I do appreciate what he's trying to say. He's saying there are valuable relationships with white people that he has. My girl Katie, where Tom? You know, now, most of those things that he mentioned were, you know, stereotypes. But I'm not nitpicking that part of it. I mean, I don't eat whatever he said, chicken salad with grapes in it, and I don't like Coldplay. I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a Coldplay album. But I mean, I don't take offense to that. Because it's humor, you know. But it's that part of having to stress that the racists would be gone. So it'd be good for a couple of days. And I think that the more we allow that thought process to go unchallenged, the more we're going to be divided. And I don't want that. I sit here every night and I talk about these things because I don't want the country to be divided. You know, Democrats are the most divisive people in the world. The Democrat leaders, the bosses. They do all these radical things, and then when you try to fight back because what they're doing is wrong, then they say that you're dividing the country. I mean, it's all just head games, way, you know, chess games that they play with people's lives. That's why one of the main reasons I don't like them, because they're not real. Democrat politicians, professional Democrats, are just they're not even real people. They're just constantly, you know, players in a game. And the game is using people's lives. You know, this nice guy makes this video, seems super sweet. But something's gotten into his head that there are all these white racists running around. Everywhere you look. But the exception, see, that's the way he was saying it, is the exception is my friend Tom and my girl Katie. Where my girl Katie at? You know, what? I don't get it. And then now the liberals listening to this go, of course you don't get it because you're white. You don't have to deal with it. You know, whatever. White liberals who are in constant, are on a constant quest for moral authority, just get on my nerves so badly. I just can't even take it. You're just ridiculous. Calm down. Stop being that way. Just talk to somebody. Stop trying to gain moral authority over everybody else. That's what you need to try to do if you really care about being friends and having a respectful relationship with people who aren't your color. Stop trying to treat them like tools to gain moral authority for yourself. Sit down and talk to them. Have a relationship without any strings attached. Because these guilty white liberals, there are always strings attached to their relationships with people of color, so to speak. The strings are, you make me feel better about myself. Because I'm friends with you. Then you take somebody like I am as a conservative, and I don't treat people the same. If an individual is nice to me, I'm nice to the individual. It's the way it's supposed to work, and it doesn't matter what color they are. And when you start treating them differently in any way because of their skin color, then that's wrong. Whether you go over the top to treat them nicer than you would in order to make yourself feel better or to make yourself what you think is appearing to be morally superior to other people, then, you know, you're a bigot doing that. I hate to break it to you, but your halo is not really shining as much as you think it is. This is real talk. You need to wake up. Stop texting me all of this crazy stuff, trying to make yourself seem like you're better. You guilty white liberals, you're just making fools of yourselves. Actually, reach out and try to become friends with somebody who's not like you. Have a lasting, solid relationship that's not built on your selfish needs and your emotions and the way you want the world to see you. Do the right thing when nobody's looking. That whole thing. All right, I'm long again in this break, so this segment. We'll take a break. I got more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Wham! Look at us up in here. Ooh. Let me tell you what kind of shape I am in right now, ladies and gentlemen. I have a little ring light that I use because I'm making videos. And my the stand that my ring light is on broke, and I got it taped up, and it's not. I couldn't even find good duct tape to put on it. It's just some kind of clear. It's not Scotch tape, but it's not far from maybe a little like a type of packing tape or something. That's the kind of how hideous my life is right now. Okay. There is a woman who has given Lonnie fits today, and he doesn't even know her. It is a woman featured in a clip that I sent Lonnie to be edited, because he does that. And I think this could be the cussinest clip that we've ever had on this show. And Lonnie had to work super, super hard to get all of it edited out. But she has a powerful message. And it is that message that I've been telling you that that black people are not all hip on the way the Democrats are throwing them aside and putting the needs and all of illegal aliens above the black supporters that they've had. So, you know, they go off on that Chicago mayor in town hall meetings and all that. Well, this lady is, I mean, she is livid, livid. just enjoy it for yourself. Just check it out.
Well, the Democrats want to give away $1.4 billion of free money to the immigrants for health care. And if not, if the other side don't agree with it, they talking about shutting down the government. Why the do you just fight so hard for everybody but your own people? I'm sorry. Those folks weren't supposed to be here to begin with. I don't really give two flying. What about us? What about us who struggle to pay for health care? And even though we pay a fortune on our health care, it still ain't enough. It still the ain't enough. You still got to come out of pocket for hellish dying because they can't afford health care around this bitch. Are you kidding me? You be dying and have to be airlifted. You know how much that costs? I saw a lady post her bill. It was almost $60,000. That's what we deal with when it comes to health care. Sorry, not sorry. They got to fend for their self. Help us, Americans, before you worry about helping everybody else. God, I'm sick of that. And you know what? I don't even think the money going to the people. The money they want to give to the illegal immigrants, it ain't going to the illegal immigrants. It's going in their pocket. It's got to be.
Okay, well, she got off track there at the end, because it is going to the illegals. That money that they want is going to the illegals. I told you. They fired up. And I don't blame them. I know there's a lot of cussing and carrying on and everything, but that is happening now. And the Democrats are freaking out. But they're not changing. You see, that's what happens with the Democrat Party, or as Skeletor James Carville says, the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party. They will decide that they want something, and no matter what negative comes about it, they stick with it. When they decide on something, they do it. They're still calling President Trump and other conservatives fascists, Nazis. Gavin Newsom called Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff or whatever he is, the great Stephen Miller, called him a fascist just the other day. They don't care. You know, all of that about they need to calm down their rhetoric and all that, they don't care. I mean, he doesn't care that one of the bullets that the gunman from Charlie Kirk's assassination had fascist catch or catch fascist, whatever. That's the main word that has been triggering all these people. Fascist, 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 fascist. You know, and they, you know, the Democrats tested that word and test focus groups and stuff. They said that would really hit home. It's their plan. It's what they do. So even though they know that all of these black supporters who have been there for them election in and election out are unhappy, and they've called them out on what they're doing when they've pushed the black voters aside, they continue. You know why? Because they take them for granted. They're like, what are these black people going to do? Vote Republican? I don't think so. They know that the Republicans are white supremacists, fascists, fascists, Nazis. Well, my hope is that they're waking up and seeing that we are the good guys. We're the good guys for everybody. We're the good guys for all races. We want all the peoples to do what it takes to thrive in the United States of America and be successful. Democrats are the opposite. They want a few select people that they determine deserves to be successful and rich. And then they want everybody else to come with their hands out all the time, relying on them to give them crumbs. That's the huge difference in the two parties. And the more people that start to realize that, the better the world is going to be. Democrats make the world worse. Okay, that ought to be on my next t-shirt. Democrats make the world worse. Let's get those worked up. Copyright. TJ Ritchie, Inc. Don't be trying to steal it. It's mines. Mines. All right, got one segment left. The show has flown by tonight, and I'll try to make the last segment drag. I'll try to make it stretch as long as I can do it. We'll go to all up into Mark Levin's show. Do like Jensen does me. I'm kidding, of course. Hang on, we got more coming.
The DJ Ritchie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, lady and gentlemen, lady and gentlemen. We have breaking news. Earlier, we were talking about the government shutdown, and that the reason the government will shut down is because the Democrats insist on taxpayer money going to health care and all kinds of care for illegal aliens, transgender surgeries, and the like. Now, they're not honest about it. They come out and they just say that the president is trying to take away health care for millions of Americans and blah, 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 blah. You know, they're just so slimy. It's a bunch of snakes. So, as President Trump tends to do, he trolled Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader in the Senate, and Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House. He showed it was an AI meme. Chuck Schumer standing on one side saying how we as Democrats are out of ideas, nobody likes us anymore, and blah, blah, blah. And then on Hakeem Jeffries, he had it was a mustache superimposed on his face, big long handlebar mustache, and a sombrero. So now Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries thinks he has an issue. Now, he thinks, oh, we got him now. We got him. So now he's hit the circuit, the interview circuit, and he's calling President Trump a bigot, and that whole thing was racist, what he did. It was racist, and I say it to my face if you've got something to say to me. And blah, blah, blah. So we just saw a clip, and President Trump had reposted this clip of Hakeem Big Sleepy Jeffries on with Larry O'Donnell. Larry O'Donnell on MSNBC. And he's fired up. Hakeem Big Sleepy is fired up. And this is what he's talking about, calling the president a bigot and everything. Listen.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
So he said bigotry will get you nowhere. And then on Trump's video, the sombrero and the mustache get slapped on Hakeem as he's saying that. And then the mariachi band pops up behind him. Oh, my God. You talk about in your face mockery. That is delicious. Absolutely delicious. And here he is, Hakeem Big Sleepy, thinks that he's got the president. Oh, we got him now. We can call him a bigot. We can call him a racist because he put a sombrero on me and all this stuff. And listen to how serious he is. This is going to get you. Bigotry will get you nowhere. And it's disgusting. That video was disgusting. It was disgusting. It was funny. It was funny as hell, and everybody laughed about it. Even people who like you, the few people who like you, Hakeem Big Sleepy, they thought it was hilarious. He made you look foolish because that's what he does. He makes fake idiots like you look foolish. He's pointing and laughing in your face, just like we are. You are a clown. And you come out and you act all fired up like you're, you know, Mr. Fire and Brimstone, and you're not going to stand for this bigotry, and he's disgusting. His video is disgusting. Listen, play it again, please.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
So he's still lying. And that's what's so beautiful about this. He's not fighting to save health care for the American people. He's fighting to save the health care of the non-American people. But, and I know Trump didn't edit this himself and all that, but whoever did timed it perfectly to make the point. Play it one more time. When he says the key word is when, like, the music and the sombrero and mustache pop on at the same time. Okay, listen.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Trying to protect the American people from an unprecedented Republican assault. And they're laughing at you, clown. And right there, they're saying again, the American people, boom, bigotry will get you nowhere. This is what you're doing. Wow. And they always ask, those liberals get on social media, is this what you voted for? And they'll name all these things. Is this what you voted for? And 9 times out of 10, you know, conservatives were like, yeah, it's exactly what I voted for. This, to me, is number one so far in my book of what I voted for. Yes. Laugh in their faces. Make them defend the idiocy. So you see, I can just hear them in their little meat, because you know these Democrat politicians are beyond fake, and they don't react with instinct, or they don't react with their heart. They only react by focus groups and the, like I was saying earlier, the next chess move that we can do to make the other side look bad, or like we've got them beaten, and you know, all of that. And what this does is just, we don't care. We're going to keep telling people what you're actually about, what you're fighting for, what you are about to shut the government down for. It's worth shutting the government down for you to be able to give all of this taxpayer money to people who aren't even supposed to be here, over American citizens. They're not going to let up, and it's great. It's like, you are choosing illegal aliens over the American people. It's what the Democrat Party is about. The leadership of the Democrat Party. And you talk about messaging that cuts through. That right there, those few seconds, make the point of what the Democrats are all about and what the Republicans are trying to do way better than if you sat down and listened to somebody for an hour explain it step by step. Those few seconds of humor illustrate the point fantastically. It's one of the best tools that you can use in communication. Humor. It's fantastic. Mark Levin's up next. God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.